had a nice lunch. All right, we're moving on to conceptual design. I'll just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience and generally how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how much to book. We discussed the iPod like button system, which we haven't concluded, but so if you all have presentations to do, you can see what where you've come from our last. Does everyone have presentations?
Yes.
Nice. One of you wants to go first.
Sure. So I've been looking at the components design, mostly by consulting remote control diagrams from the internet, and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts, and other parts we'll just use standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board, because the circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So we have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people, and then just print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and the wheels, the iPod-style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio center and receiver. Those are standard. And we also need a beeper or buzzer, some sort of noise thing for locating the remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood? And why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. I don't know where we want to. And also, we should note that if we want an iPod-style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on this line.
I have been searching current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches, and the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that, and last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Our fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, you know, whatever our motto is, for fashion, we go for fashion. the fashion and electronics. So we want to put the fashion and electronics, we need to go for fruit and vegetables, and also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology is industrial designer as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, we should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have fruit instead of vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, with the spongy. It has to be technologically innovative, so maybe again our industrial designers should look into that or come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarise, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
Oh, so that fruit and vegetables thing. I actually wasn't aware of the trends in electronics and.
Well, it's a trend in fashion, in clothing and.
But you're
going to
wear your room.
So, okay, let me. That's right. Okay, here we go, conceptual user interface. Try to talk about. What kind of, how people are actually going to be using this iPod-ish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And basically, so this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We haven't discussed the last one.
Because if we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel,
you need a screen.
It seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen with music because you're looking for a specific song, like, you know, that band or whatever.
But like if you
think
about
channels,
it,
it's, you know, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but is it just, okay, so you're going to have to switch to like DVD and like other things like that.
We're actually not having DVD, that was one of.
Okay,
but the screen can come up on the telly, though.
Okay. So anyway, well, so if we're not going to have a screen, so basically it's just going to be a wheel then. I think you're going to have some kind of a... Yeah, like you're going to have to be able to switch to like a mode where not choosing that, yes, but like choose channel control, like because people aren't going to be able to have like, channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so that people seem to be, but you're going to have to scroll to get channels, so, I guess that's what I was thinking, you may need to have some kind of screen because, so that people can go back and forth and choose, or then again, if you just, I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like you sort of have like the number come up on the TV, like
the channel, you
just scroll and you can just get to like 5 or like 12.
But what if you have satellite and you have like 200 channels?
But I think the wheel goes to like 100.
So we basically just kind of need to figure out like what kind of, you know, range we need to have on the wheel, and So you're doing this motion to like control the channels, or like once you stop that, you know, you can like tap for different functions like volume, or like you can tap just to get to different channels. Like if you just wanted to go to like from 5 to 6, you could tap. And then there's also the concern about, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, switch around, I don't know, like these different modes, like turn on the timer, or like something like that.
I mean, with that many options, I'd think that the screen would be better, because
I would think so too,
that
like
menu option sort of.
So, I mean, and it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you hardly are ever using it, because, but then again, if the screen's sort of just like an option that like is just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of,
it's more expensive.
Yeah, you have to get
an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than that.
So then basically it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing, you can get to, you can, like maybe it'll be that central button. Then you hit that, and then it brings up like the menu on the TV,
yeah.
And you can just scroll around.
So
like,
the TV
to do the
is
timer,
the
to do the, yeah, yeah.
So it would have all these different options of changing.
But the remote itself isn't really cluttered
up.
Okay,
that's settings.
Yeah, well, we don't want the screen, I guess, but because it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive. But I don't know, and then so just really all you need is like this little wheel, then you can control it.
What if, if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attributes, and you just have this, and it's like just the long silver thing or whatever, are you going to have any buttons on that besides power and this thing, or?
It doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, the power button can even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think we're looking at something that could be like even maybe like I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing.
Yeah,
like
it should be.
Somehow it needs to be easy to like manipulate the user.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I'm not really like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just going like that.
When
we had the Wii remote control, it was on the top, I think, like that.
Yeah.
Were there buttons on there as well?
Yeah, well, it had the Wii thing, and then it had those 18 different buttons that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
So we just used the top part.
I think it could be pretty small. Like, you want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you had, like, a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much, like you could slide it up if you needed to like change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
Well, can't you
so
just?
You know what I'm talking about, though. Like,
Well, maybe something on the side.
You can have a
slipper.
Down.
Over,
yeah. But I mean, do you need that if you can get to? So long as you're able to bring up the menu on a TV screen.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's
that
the thing
if
we can do this, then probably.
Yeah. You wouldn't, I just don't think you would even need it.
Yeah.
So
I guess we have to look into the, the programming, how they actually program these things.
Oh, then if the menu show up on the TV?
I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television.
They usually are.
I've never bought just a remote, like, so I don't really know, but,
I guess that's right.
So, but I mean, I've never had a hard time with, like, my remotes, like, bringing up the menu screen if you need to like change the date or whatever, you know, and I don't think that's that should be too hard.
Yeah, most of the ones we've had have had the menu button, because it's not like you need to have a button access to like change the contrast or something.
Yeah.
So it just didn't come up every day or something.
Yeah. And so to me, I guess you have to, you know, think about. But I mean, you just basically need the output signal.
Yeah,
but also the other on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is like they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand, and I never get it.
So, but you mean if we have this screen like the iPad screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay, yeah. So yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really idea, because you know it is so obnoxious to like have to push this, like, okay, now I hit this, you know, you have a little guy that like hit this button twice, like.
And it is technologically innovative in a way, so
yeah.
That's something.
And it is trendy, the iPods are really hot right now.
Did you get that picture on the big value, that picture?
Yeah, my web research, yeah.
What are we going to do about this vegetable thing down dragon?
You said people want spongy. One of the material options is some sort of rubber that's not on like the stress ball thing.
Oh, okay,
that would be spongy.
Yeah.
Just nice feel, but I can that would be kind of usually like the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic mouse type thing. What if we had like a spongy sort of like
I think it can work.
Or what if we integrated the what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables is somehow made like tactilely, you know, tapped into that, so like it feels like.
But it could be like mobiles that you just put a cover.
Yeah.
It's a small thing. You instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which you could just have covers, and then your mobile—it's like a mobile phone thing. You know, there was a time when they had all these different covers.
Yeah,
so you could do like the computers where they have like the grapefruit apple machine, and they have like the blueberry.
Colors
are named after fruits.
You could name it after.
And it could, the color can fit to your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have green, then you can have.
Yeah.
I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing.
Yeah.
Where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah.
How are you all envisioning by what we've just the feedback we've just got about the
maybe a bowl.
A bowl?
No, a squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy bowl.
That's in the shape of
but you can, well, I see you're thinking it's where you're thinking the opposite of me. You're thinking you change the hard bit,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard? Would you put a sticker sort of? So I was thinking, you have a cover for the squashy bit, like
this is just
okay.
So that's the squashy bit, squashy.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a cover for the.
See, I was thinking this bit here would be the cover, and like that's your actual
bit.
And like,
well,
nice,
like
you have like you can have like cherries and things around there.
I was thinking
if it was like this, because the way you were describing the iPod and the roll thing,
it's like it has to be. Yeah.
It's almost like your thumb is further up, so if you could squish it lower.
So it wouldn't be very big in either, like how big this big, and then you just do that.
What if, yeah, what if the squishy, oh, so you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing, and then you can have like the banana squishy thing, and you could get, you can have your choice, you know.
Well, just the, I can't, just, like, condom thing, like, cover, but, well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just contact our relevant department for that, and
yeah,
just see what the cost is for carbon count or carbon
yeah,
count,
yeah.
And for now we can do two prototypes maybe, and then
yeah,
try and ask users what the best is. That's nice, and I think it's nice to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very neat.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I think the hand, I think the handheld first, definitely. So you could make that into a vegetable.
If it's a bit like those juggling balls, you can change shape according to your, to the way you hold
yeah,
it. If it's got sand in it, maybe, or something. It just molds to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
We get
I guess it would be either in the color of that plastic
yeah,
base on the front or in the color of the squishy thing on the
yeah,
yeah.
And the rest is the company. The company color silver.
It was yeah, silver and yellow. It looks like.
We can promote the banana one.
I mean, that's another question, where are we gonna, or we should have the logo somewhere on it.
Mm-hmm. Should also fit the batteries, which
I think the batteries would have to go right into the plastic
yeah,
case.
Yeah, and that would.
Okay.
Especially if you're switching out the squishy part, then you need to have the other part just be sort of a single unit that can snap off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, it'd be interesting to have the squishy bit. Part that you yeah, can change into the different yeah, trendy vegetables and foods. But,
well, I don't know, you spend so much time you're switching it to your own personal fan, then you get a new one, you don't have to do it all over.
Yeah.
And it's automatically. There's an automatic part of it.
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean, because they were made for me. But if someone, components concept. Question mark, energy, question
mm-hmm.
mark. Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. So, what do we know about energy? I mean, we're going to use batteries, right?
We actually have an option of batteries, solar power, and a dynamo, which is something I don't know what it is.
Dynamo is, it's a bicycle. It's a bicycle mechanism. It's the, it's like if something moves,
oh,
when
okay.
it moves,
yeah, the
it
other
stores
one was
energy.
The other one was a kinetic thing where you basically have to wind it yourself. So
yeah,
I sort of picked that, or you could have talked about doing a wind up or a dynamo or solar power. But I think solar power is not available in rubber case, anyways.
Batteries sound good.
It's a little weird, but dynamo would be interesting.
Dynamo, the fact of dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own. Which is quite cool, so if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy, and you don't need to buy a battery, because I find them annoying. But we need to find the cost.
Yeah.
The cost. Does anyone have costs on the
all it said was it gave sort of a relative, some chips are more expensive than others, sort of things. It didn't give me the actual cost.
Right.
Most of the stuff's pretty cheap though, bought in bulk, so I think it's a true problem. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on print mean?
For things like remote controls, a stamp out a chip,
mm-hmm.
calculated too, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But it's not like a computer, you can't like reprogram your remote control, it's like
yeah.
stamped onto the chip.
So chip on print is just means like that then,
yeah.
I suppose. Okay. And case? I guess
case
that's what we were talking about. Yeah, case
thing.
I'm thinking of like some type of case. let's see. Is there anything else needed to
upon you two are going to be playing Play-Doh. And working on the look and feel of design and user interface design. And you're going to be doing product evaluation. So you'll get more instructions from the personal coach.
That's kind of cool.
See you soon. Does it matter that I end early?
It's strange.
It's early?
How early is it?
I think it's early.
I think in a pop-up thing.